AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says work has started to fix bridges as part of the big infrastructure bill that was approved in November.
Everyone out there knows what I'm talking about. People have written me about bridges they depend on. One man told me that the bridge he traveled on every day is a tragedy waiting to happen.
The president says the investments are consequential and he's just getting started. He's been struggling to move ahead on a voting rights bill. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president is not giving up.
Right now, we're dealing with the realities of the fact that we have a very slim majority in the Senate and in the House. That makes things more challenging than they have been in the past.
The government says December retail sales slipped after a record holiday season. Jen Psaki also says there are signs Russia is working to create a pretext for its troops to further invade Ukraine, a possible false flag operation in eastern Ukraine.
I think it gives everyone a pretty clear picture of what we're seeing in terms of the preparations. Now, and whether or not they move forward, that is up to the Russian leaders to decide.
Psaki says intelligence shows Russia is laying the groundwork through a social media disinformation campaign that frames Ukraine as an aggressor. The Biden administration is moving to tighten oversight of projects that benefited from Trump-era loosened water protections. However, some projects, including a controversial Georgia mine, will likely be able to escape new scrutiny. It's the latest twist in a long-running dispute over the scope of the Clean Water Act. Tennis star Novak Djokovic is facing deportation again. The Australian government revoked his visa for a second time. The defending Australian Open champion has faced questions over whether he will be allowed to compete in the Open despite being unvaccinated for the coronavirus. Deportation from Australia usually leads to a 3-year ban on returning to the country. This is AP News. Supply chain issues continue to hamper manufacturers.
The Federal Reserve says industrial production fell 0.1% in December. The drop was unexpected, with many economists forecasting a small increase. Instead, manufacturing output fell 0.3%, while output at auto plants was down 1.3%. Automakers have been hurt by supply chain problems, especially shortages of the semiconductors that go into cars. Output at utilities was also down 1.5%, reflecting the unusually warm weather in December. Mining output, which includes oil and gas production, was the only major category to show an increase, a gain of 3%. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Conservationists and veterinarians are warning plastic waste in an open landfill in eastern Sri Lanka is killing elephants in the region after two more were found dead over the past week. Around 20 elephants have died there over the last 8 years after eating plastic trash. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.